It's been quite a week following the recovery of Hurricane Lane. Joining us this morning is HPR's political reporter, Wayne Yoshioka.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen visited, and she wanted to thank the 2,900 FEMA and federal responders who are in Hawaii responding to Hurricane Lane. You know, we dodged that bullet, but they were all here because of the volcanic eruption on the Big Island, and they had the April flood on Kauai and Oahu. So they were really pre-positioned here before Hurricane Lane even became a threat.
It's interesting because you've had all these other hurricane anniversaries up, and then that critical report about Puerto Rico. So it's kind of interesting that they've all, you know, come out to show face like, hey, we were in place here.
And FEMA's really evolved, I guess, in terms of how to respond. They were pre-positioning a lot of things before the storm hits. So it's really transformed the whole way that they respond to things. And they also focus on local assets, the food at the supermarkets, at the wholesalers. And they try to, have the local people execute that recovery before they have to support that from the federal level.
I know when we had that one tropical storm before Lane, I was back in Halava Valley, and FEMA was, loading up all these flatbeds because they were trying to get it down to the docks to get it in place in Hilo before anything hit over there.
And I think that's the whole secret, is to be, prepared. But from the individual citizen standpoint, you have to be prepared, too, because you're the one that's going to really have to survive all of this. And, when the National Weather Service, they always err on the side of caution. You have to realize that, okay, there's one in that cone of uncertainty, there's one line that shows it's going to come right over you, but there are also four lines that show it going the other way. So you have to keep everything in perspective. I don't want to marginalize this or make it, trivialize it in any way, but the National Weather Service always errs on the side of caution. They'll say 20% chance of rain, but that's also 80% chance of sun. So, you got to take everything into perspective and, weigh it. But one thing we do know, that Honolulu has never been hit by a major hurricane of any kind of magnitude. So, we're lucky so far, but, who knows?
Right, that luck could run out. And I've been through super typhoons. It winds in excess of 200 miles an hour. It's not pretty. And that's hitting communities that are prepared, that put up protection on the windows and the doors. And with this one, I really worry for Oahu.
Yes, urban Honolulu, especially Waikiki, because you've got the surf coming in and you also have the Alawai Canal flooding. So you're basically trapped in Waikiki. And so that's why they're talking now, or resurrecting for the ninth time, I guess, a bridge over the Alawai Canal in the middle. So when you have to evacuate Waikiki, at least you don't have to rely on the two extremes of Kapahulu and Mekelle.
That's interesting. So that kind of toughens up their argument.
Here it comes again. We'll see what happens to that proposal to build a $1.5 million bridge over the Alawai.
How far out is that, though?
That's, what do you mean, in terms of implementing it?
You have to go through a whole EIS for
correct.
That?
And they're also going to have to do a lot of community outreach. They have two proposed public meetings right now at the Alawai Elementary School, one on the 21st and one on the 24th. So it's going to be a long process, but the discussion needs to start, I think, especially when you think about all the tourists in there.
Right, and then you bring up the good point about folks being prepared for 2 weeks, because initially it was, just a week, right?
Right. And we realize that, a lot of people have a cash flow issue. I mean, they can't really invest in 2 weeks of food when they're going paycheck to paycheck. So I don't know how you manage that, but you should at least maybe every payday set aside a can of something, just so that when it does happen, you don't have to race to the store and put it on your credit card and, go further in debt.
I did a story once a long time ago with the gentleman who actually helps the Mormon church and the members prepare, because that church does like to advise their members to stay, to have at least a year's worth of food. So, you know, more than 2 weeks. And he said, yes, when you do go to the grocery store, just pick up an extra can of whatever. And he organized it at his home where he makes sure that he uses the old stuff first.
Right. And that's the way to plan it. Don't try to do it all at once. Try to buy 2 weeks worth of water and canned goods. It's just not the right thing to do.
Right. Just got to be careful on the expiration dates because we've had cans explode on us. It's really messy.
No, that's not a healthy alternative either. So, I mean, it's hurricane season, May to November, so we're still in the midst of it. We have Hurricane Norman coming down, a Category 4 storm. So, you know, be vigilant, get prepared, and keep those canned goods. Save it for the next one.
And so can you own up to the listeners? Do you have 2 weeks of food on hand?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, I grew up here, so I can live on Van Camp's beanie weenies and sardines and all that. So, you know, it's just a matter of you've got to be prepared because we have gallons of water. We have a way to fill our bathtub without it leaking and, you know, not having water at all. So just be prepared. I mean, it's the right thing to do at this time, especially hurricane season.
I know one of the Sea Grant specialists that we talked to earlier this week had said, you know, and don't buy Vienna sausages if you hate to eat Vienna sausages. I get stuff that you like. And, you know, chances are if there is a disaster, people's eating habits will change. You probably won't eat as much.
You won't have to, but you really need water. Don't forget water because you'll consume a lot of it. And just to brush your teeth, I mean, you need water. So stock up 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
The one good thing about hurricanes, I know we always said, well, gee, for the first couple of days you will eat well because any of your frozen food in the freezer will get barbecued first. And, you know, so you eat well for the first couple of days and then you kind of starve afterwards.
Right.
Or eating out of cans, eating right. Your pork and beans. Right.
But hopefully we'll dodge another bullet. Be positive. We have the hurricane season till November, so be prepared. Just get ready.
And the stores are being replenished on the grocery store shelves, so if you were low on something, now is the opportunity to go back out there and see what else you need to add on that list.
Right, some good Campbell's soup or something along those lines that'll sustain you and, you know, keep you going.
Okay, and the toilet paper, too.
Oh, yes, that's true.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Catherine.
Appreciate it. We're not done with hurricane season, as Wayne mentioned, so do be prepared. Our political reporter, Wayne Yoshioka, on the wrap-up of aftermath of Hurricane Lane. You can listen back to his reports on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.